Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now back into the second, third hour. We've got Larry Pratt popping in for just about 10 minutes with the attack on the Second Amendment. Bush signed it. We got Dennis Kucinich lined up for the last 30 minutes, popping in to talk about his recount. All Ron Paul recapping coming up during that time period. More on the economy. Your phone calls right now. Bob in Arizona, then Zach, Russell, Paul, and others. Go ahead, Bob.
I was appalled at last night at that debate that they had. The way they insulted Dr. Paul, the way that McCain was laughing and giggling at him and looking at him like he was some kind of a nut. And I'm thinking, what was coming? And then when Mitt Romney jumped on him, I could hear what Dr. Paul said under his breath. He's making fun of me. I was so mad, I tell you. It's just the man's the most intelligent of all those candidates. The rest of them are a bunch of jerks.
Actually, they're actors. They know the average American is frozen in a child state, a foolish little giggling child. So if they all laugh, the other monkeys watching, that's what they treat us like, will then laugh at Paul with them like we're in the fifth grade.
He's a village idiot or something, you know? It's ridiculous. I think he would, like I say, if Ron Paul, heaven forbid, doesn't get in, I think Mike Huckabee would be a good choice because at least, you know, he's honest and he's a Christian, you know. I'm coming from my point of view, you know.
Well, Paul needs to say, listen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Huckabee's a ringer. Paul needs to say, listen, don't try your childlike tactics of laughing. Deal with the issues. You saw the crowd booing him when they do that. The crowd isn't buying it. The good news is, you know, it's working on some people, but not everybody.
And McCain's looking at him like he's half out of his mind, you know?
McCain is out of his mind. I appreciate your call, sir. Let me just tell you about Huckabee. Okay, it's all an act, ladies and gentlemen. He's pro-open border, pro-gun control, all of it. He goes out and fools good Christian Americans. He's CFR all the way. Let's talk to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I was wondering what you thought about those Visa commercials that have been playing for some time now. There's a whole clockwork, you know, it's like a lunch counter or a store, and everyone's going and swiping their RFID Visa card, and then some jerk decides to pull cash out of his pocket, and the entire world falls apart, and everyone gives him a dirty look.
Yeah, well, that's the same. I mean, it's the same thing. The guy pulls out the wrong beer and his pants fall down. It's all monkey conditioning. You're not cool. The crowd of sheep won't like you. It's not socially acceptable. It's dirty and bad to like Ron Paul. It's dirty and bad to use cash. It's dirty and bad not to drink Coors Light. It's all Pavlovian base conditioning. It should make you all mad. It should, and you know what? A lot of cattle, and that's what they are, mindless pigs, are going to actually sigh when you pull cash out, even though statistically it's quicker, because they're scum. They're dumb. They believe to get more credit cards. They believe take all their shots. They believe open borders are good. They believe on being slaves. And that's why they are pathetic idiots. Go ahead.
Well, I was also going to mention there's recently a new municipal bus system put in my town. New set of buses.
There's cameras on them.
There's cameras. But beyond that, all the new shiny seat covers they have literally have pyramids of the all-seeing eye all over them and, you know, sunrises and all this stuff.
Yeah, look. The cult running the world is completely insane, and they think they get power from the more of their gang symbol they tag and festoon everywhere.
No, I don't believe you, Alex. This isn't true. You're a conspiratorialist.
In fact, the cameras on the buses don't exist, right?
No. They're just there to keep me safe.
No. They don't exist. We've got to learn to really get into the double thing. If someone says they don't like something, then it doesn't exist. Okay, but then if you say you like the pyramids, then they exist and we can talk about it. That's how Crime Stop works. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Many other calls coming up. Larry Pratt popping in with some very painful news for everyone. Dennis Kucinich calling for a recount in New Hampshire on the Democratic side is scheduled. My producer, Trey's on fire. Aaron here in the office. Everybody's doing a fabulous job. Watson Brothers, Kurt Nimmo, everybody.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
It's an incredible adventure. Ron Paul's comments are coming up. We're going to let you get his statement on how election fraud is possible. Dennis Kucinich joining us is going for the recount right now. Larry Pratt, we got to give you the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, ladies and gentlemen. And we thought that we'd beaten it. I said I had a sneaking suspicion they were going to attack right before Christmas. Pratt said that could happen. The director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. I told you to go join, at least get the free legislative updates. We got to look. They've gotten slicker in the New World Order. They don't say they're coming after our guns. They're blocking ammo importations. They're blocking gun importations without laws, just through the bureaucracy. They're shutting down gun shops, suing, raiding, attacking. We have never been under an attack this big. And this law they just signed, Bush just signed, is wide open for them to expand it. I mean, we are in red-level emergency. And I know there's not a demon like Hillary out parroting or a Sarah Brady. These witches and these demons have gotten good at keeping their fat mouth shut so they don't alert you. Then they use their Judas goats like Bush to stick it in you. Joining us is Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt, absolute treason. Bush signed this on Monday. They didn't announce it till Tuesday. Here it is. Please break it down for us, sir.
Well, Alex, you shouldn't be alarmed because the NRA was in favor of the bill.
Judas Iscariot helped out.
The bill is more than anything else. Now, we've called it the Veterans Disarmament Act for good reason, but more than anything else, even beyond that incredible problem, is the fact that you can now lose a constitutionally protected liberty on the basis of one person's subjective, unscientific, unrebuttable opinion. A psychiatrist or a psychologist can say, gee, I think this poor guy has PTSD, or any other number of diagnoses that might be interpreted to say could be, might be, possibly, remotely, possibly.
And we just have Big Pharma and their guild of high priests just further taking over society. No judge, no jury. It targets police and military mainly. And their reign of terror will now start kicking in.
Well, there's a lot of reason, a lot of financial reason then, to have a lot of us all drugged up, because that's the only way to, quote, keep us calm. And that means if you have to be kept calm, guess what? We're not going to trust you with a gun. Now, the fact of the matter is, people that have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder are no more likely to commit a crime than anybody else in the population. So it's a stigma that says, oh, they've got a mental disorder. Well, we don't want them walking around with guns. We nut jobs walking around with guns. That's just not what this is all about. This is all about getting veterans, especially veterans, but as you said, cops, firemen, crime victims for that matter, anybody that's had this so-called post-traumatic stress disorder, getting them so that they cannot any longer own a gun. Not hardly had the ink been dry from Franklin Delano Bush's pen than the I got a call from one of our members, actually down your way. He's a lawyer, and he had a client, and pretty soon the fellow was on the phone with the three of us were then talking. He had gone in to get his concealed carry permit renewed, and guess what happened? In the time between his getting his permit the first time or the last time, whatever the case may be, and the present renewal application, they had put in his post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis, reject. And even though the psychiatrist at the time of his diagnosis had written, this should not bar him from having a gun, that obviously didn't go along with the diagnosis. They just want to keep people from having guns. They're not trying to keep people safe. That's
of course not. They know that Ritalin and Prozac causes psychotic breaks. Both drugs do in killing. That's why they're trying to put more kids on it, and there's more suicide and killing. And they say the answer is more drugs. We've gotten their internal documents, the New Freedom Initiative.
And more gun control. And more gun control.
And more gun control. And, of course, the Judas Goat. The NRA, gun control all along. The poor members don't know that. It is now time for all of them to leave the NRA. I'm telling you, don't wait.
You said something very important. The members don't know. And listen, if the members of the NRA don't know, you can imagine the public doesn't know, and even members of Congress, really pro-gun members of Congress, what makes you think they read the bills? Well, they don't.
Well, here's the deal, Larry.
They don't know what happened.
The New World Order is making its move on every front right now. I mean, they've pulled out all the stops. I've seen all the indicators of the attack on the Second Amendment. That's why the last 6 months I've been telling listeners, get behind the only national gun group, with a couple hundred thousand members. Join it today. They need money. They need more lobbyists, more investigators, more congressional experts. They need more money to start a YouTube channel. They need your support. I told you, look what's happened. This is only the beginning. Larry?
And the other thing that's needed is when they join, whether even if they're not a paid member, if they would at least get those email alerts, and then they would be able to send their own email up to the Hill. The Hill is really not aware. The substitute for thinking is listening to big lobby groups. So if the NRA comes in and says, this is a pro-gun bill, you will sit back and relax. Well, that's what they do. And, don't worry, be happy. The NRA said it's okay.
Well, you always find out who the double agents are when the enemy makes their big move. And now we already knew this decades ago, but the public didn't. I've heard the NRA is losing a lot of members over this, Larry.
Well, that's one way of getting the point across to this staff here, as it were, within the Beltway. But we the equivalent politically for the guys that just allowed this to happen is to make sure they understand that this is a political hot potato. They don't have that impression right now. So.
And we've got to do that because there's an Achilles heel. We can kill the funding.
Yes, absolutely. This actually doesn't happen until they put the money in the till. The bill that was passed and signed by Bush was an authorization, and in Washington lingo, that just means you can do it if you take the next step, which is an appropriation.
And that's like the fence. They said they'd do it but didn't build it. Now, you better believe on this they're going to fund it. So we want what the illegal aliens wanted with not getting the fence. We don't want them to appropriate the money.
Absolutely. If the money's not appropriated, it's going to slow down at least what's happening from the states. The problem is we're still going to have the veterans getting zapped unless we can go into the Veterans Administration budget and unless we can go into the Justice Department FBI budget, which maintains the gun ban list, and turn the money off there as well. And we're seeking, as you and I speak, to get that done, to get a repealer introduced that could then subsequently become an appropriations amendment.
There are few groups that are worth joining and fighting with, and one of them is Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Larry, give people the toll-free number. You shrink from this. You need to give it out. Give them the toll-free number. Give them the website. What is it, $20 a year, $500 for a lifetime?
Exactly.
Join Gun Owners today, Larry.
Well, the 888 number, toll-free number, 888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then GUNS. And really, if I hope you can get on the web, because not only can you join and thus get the mailings and the postcards that will be sent out for longer range projects, but when those fast breaking emergencies happen and we got to have input up on the Hill right away, that's when the email is needed. So go to gunowners.org. You can pay your money to become a paid member, but the email alerts are free. At least do that.
Larry, we've only got about a minute with you here. Give that number out again.
The toll-free number, 888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then GUNS.
How long do we have to beat this funding? And then conversely, they did this in a voice vote with no record, which is only supposed to be like the sense of the Senate. Isn't that fraudulent, even how they passed it?
Well, they have what they call in both houses a calendar, a list of things that are going to happen that are on unanimous consent, supposedly non-controversial, the National Bacon Eaters Day or something like that, and nobody cares about it, so it goes on unanimous consent calendar. Well, this was put through as a unanimous consent measure. It happened in the Senate right before they adjourned the session, and then they whisked it over to the House, and nobody in either House knew that this was being done. Most of the members had already left town. They'd been told no business on the schedule for this afternoon, just unanimous consent stuff.
We need to see a repeal of this.
Yep. We absolutely need to see a repeal.
Bottom line, they have no excuse but to kill the funding. How do we kill that funding?
Well, the repeal measure, which we're going to do, it's kind of a two-step process. We're going to seek to get this bill introduced. Once it's introduced, we can do something that was not done before. We can say, if you don't become a co-sponsor, that's an anti-gun vote. And then, subsequently, in the appropriation process, we can try to get this used as a way to turn the money off.
All right, Larry Pratt, I want to thank you for spending time with us. GunOwners.org, we salute you. Defeat these pieces of trash. We love you, Larry Pratt.
Thanks,
take
Alex.
Care.
Same here.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Ron Paul News. Your calls.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Place where high
You know, old Hillary, when she does her fake Kentucky accent, she's got it pretty much down, doesn't she? And the fake crying and the rest of it. Ping pong, man. Ping pong, man. Oh, boy. But she makes it sound like an ugly accent. It's actually a nice one, isn't it? All right, a bunch of Ron Paul news coming up. Dennis Kucinich scheduled for internet listeners. Internet was down for about an hour. If you want to listen to it again, it'll be re-airing when the show ends at Infowars.com. They're on the mainstream. That's the stream you want to listen to right there on the side. That's the best quality, the best stream at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'd like to tell you that having my voice heard like this is worth more than gold and silver. And if all the apostles had this chance to do what they do, what would they say? But on the other hand, in 1991, I was on the USS LaSalle. We were in the Straits of Hormuz, and we got attacked by two gunboats. And a lot of people, they haven't ever heard about that. And we had a big shootout with them.
Well, that's the biggest naval battle since the end of World War II, since the big battle there in the Coral Sea. And if you expand out from there with the Midway battle, how many of the Iranian ships did you guys blow up and sink?
Two. And if for somebody to be a military genius, before I ever went into Iraq or Afghanistan, the first thing I would have done was taken that whole Straits of Hormuz. I would have invaded it with Marines and Army and everything and took that whole area. Because you ever get caught up inside that Persian Gulf and like China or somebody coming around you, we're going to be in trouble. You understand?
Oh, I understand that the Iranians say they're going to fire 11,000 Sizzlers. No way for the ships to block those. And the admirals have brought the ships in within range of the Sizzlers.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, how stupid can some of these military people be? I mean, they're not very smart.
Well, no, they're not stupid. It's like they had the ships tied together and sent the new carriers out to sea and ordered the people to stand down when the Japanese aircraft were coming in, and the subs attacked early, and they were told to stand down as the subs were attacking. That's now mainstream news. Subs were attacking an hour before at the island. They were still told, stand down, commanders, don't tell anybody.
Yes, we're in Iraq, and we're in Afghanistan, and it's going to be hard getting out. But I tell you that they should have never slowed down. They sat idle. We're sitting idle. And all this hours.
By the way, you were there. You were there, but you can go online and read the big accounts on the military news sites. You guys blew up two of their battleships and blew up a bunch of their little ships and then blew up a whole bunch of, they have oil rig platforms with special forces on them. You blew up a bunch of those, too. It wasn't just two ships.
And, well, this was after they had already called the ceasefire whenever this happened. And it was the scariest 15 minutes. I'm the one that called in for air support because I was a telecommunications officer, and that was the scariest 15 minutes of my life.
But let me just ask you, are the accounts right? They also shot up a bunch of patrol boats and oil rigs?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's just terrible. They do not know how to fight this war right, and we need to get somebody in there that's going to be a military genius, because I would have taken that place first and foremost.
But then that would be a ground invasion and a whole other escalation.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, thank you, Alex. And like I say, this is worth more than gold and silver to me, because all these people, they traveled the earth trying to have their voice heard. And just think, what would they do if they had this technology we have?
Absolutely. God bless you. No, we're living in... we're living in Buck Rogers, folks, walking around on phones, watching TV, jets flying around everywhere, high technology, but it's all being used for the police state. We're here, folks. They got vaccines that go in and eat parts of your brain. I mean, we're living in la-la land. All right, we'll see if Dennis Kucinich joins us. He scheduled your calls, tons of Ron Paul news. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. TruthNews.us, RonPaulWarRoom.com is going crazy. Go check that out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
RonPaulWarRoom.com, TruthNews.us. InfoWars.net. JonesReport.com. InGameTheMovie.com. Kucinich seeks New Hampshire Dem vote recount AP. Got detailed reports up on PrisonPlanet.com. Democrat Dennis Kucinich, who won less than 2% of the vote in New Hampshire primary, said Thursday he wants a recount to ensure that all ballots in his party's contest were counted. The Ohio congressman cited serious and credible reports, as well as allegations and rumors, about the integrity of Tuesday's results. Deputy Secretary of State David Sacklin said Kucinich is entitled to a statewide recount, but under New Hampshire law, Kucinich will have to pay for it. And he said he had every confidence the results are accurate. Yeah, sure they are. You've already had a bunch of places after they finally announced their final totals. It turned out they a bunch of towns. Now it's not one, it's not two, it's not three more towns where Ron Paul got zero votes, or now they're admitting got less votes than he actually got. They say, oh, he has zero, and then, oh, he had 50, oh, he had 31, or, oh, there's all these thousands and thousands of votes that say other. We need to find out what those are. Meanwhile, Ron Paul did put a statement up last night. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. Message from Ron Paul. Message from Ron onward. And he says in here that we face just an incredible attack from the military-industrial complex. They'll do anything they can to try to block us. The subversion of our Constitution, so the media and the other secondhand dealers and ideas who have vested interest in the current order will do anything, everything possible to smear me. They will do and say anything to try to block our movement. Even vote fraud is not beyond these people. So there's Ron Paul saying even vote fraud is not beyond these people. We've only caught him thousands of times. And now New Hampshire, a convicted cocaine trafficker, it was cocaine. We just had his record a few days ago, and it said narcotics trafficker. I said it's going to be coke, because that's what the CIA's in on. I mean, I can even tell you what drug it's going to be. I mean, it's a certain profile. We know who they are. And, I mean, it just walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. And you've got Obama, 15 to 20 points, depending on which poll behind, and then he loses by almost 4 points. That's almost a 20-point swing. Hillary is a warmonger and is not popular. At least Obama's in the middle of the road. Everybody I know hates Hillary who are Democrats. They like Obama. In fact, I know Kucinich is higher in the numbers because every liberal I know loves him. And Kucinich is too much of a high road guy to come out and say he's being cheated, but they've been caught a bunch doing it. It's clearly Dean won New Hampshire where there weren't machines. And it's the same skew again. Machines go for the warmongers. The non-machines do better for those that aren't. Joining us is Dennis Kucinich, the congressman. I really appreciate him coming on. Again, for those who just joined us, he is calling for a Democratic recount. We have a Republican candidate. We had him on in the first hour. Arthur Holmes, who is in there doing this and calling for a recount. And so, again, we're joined by Dennis Kucinich. Congressman, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Where are you right now, Congressman?
I'm in Detroit, Michigan. Getting ready for the Michigan primary.
Absolutely. Listen, let's not mince words. I just want to get you to boil down and flesh out the statement you gave to the AP. The Ohio Congressman cited, quote, serious, incredible reports. I want you to hear you amplify those and elaborate. And allegations and rumors. Please flesh that out.
Well, you know, first of all, the disparities between the poll results that were announced the day before the election, day of the election, and the actual and what we were told were the actual returns indicate that there's either something seriously wrong with the polling of firms that collectively are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, or the election results were reflective of the vote, or there was something wrong with the election results and the polls were correct. Now, I don't know which it is, but I know one thing, that one of the biggest issues nationally is the integrity of our elections. People want to make sure every vote counts and is counted. And I'm in a position as a candidate to be able to ask for a recount, and not for myself, because it's unlikely to change my ranking among candidates, but for the American people and the people of New Hampshire, the stories about certain votes of certain candidates not being counted, concerns expressed about electronic voting, look, these aren't going to go away. We need to clear it up, and the only way to clear it up, one way to clear it up is to have a recount. I mean, that is not to say that is going to dispose of all the issues here. It's not, because there are issues that relate to the technology itself, to the transparency and technology, to how these things are programmed. And, I'm for paper ballots and an all-federal election, so we don't have to deal with this. But if we don't straighten out this issue right now about what happened in New Hampshire, and if it's nothing, fine, then we'll know. But if there's something there, then the American people will know that at least one person made the effort to come to a real accounting. And I think that these opportunities are rare, that you can actually kind of stop things, slow down, and say, let's take a look at it. And we better do this because, you know, if it's not straightened out in the primary and no one challenges it, what do we expect in the general election?
Congressman, obviously you're well-versed, well-read. You're aware of the situation, the different things that have happened in New Hampshire. The mainstream media has put out literally more than 100 reports saying that the answer, with no evidence, they're saying it's not voter machine fraud or election fraud of any type or even mistakes. The voters all lied to the pollsters, all these different scientific polls that are generally 2 to 4% off. They're very accurate. Magic, and it's not in the other candidates. They were all accurate. It's in Obama and it's in Ron Paul, and then the establishment candidates win. I mean, when you look at that, so regardless of what it is, how can the dominant corporate media, with no evidence, just their own conspiracy theory, say, oh, the voters all lied to the pollsters?
Yeah, either there's something wrong with the polling technology or there's something wrong with the voting technology. But whether it's polling or voting, they're both part of the process, and it needs to be inspected. And, you know, we should get some kind of answers.
But, sir, Congressman Kucinich, do you agree, though, that it's asinine to claim that the voters all lied to the pollsters?
Well, of course. You know, people have no, vested interest in lying because you just wouldn't know that lie would benefit. It can't be done strategically.
And why would they lie only in this case?
I mean, your point's well taken. I think that it just adds further credence to the importance of having a recount. Now, there's some who would say, well, the recount itself may not reflect the results. We'll do one and then we'll figure out what their next story is.
You've got several websites. Which one would you like us to give out?
Well, DennisForPresident.com is the one that we'd like to hear from people who are concerned about this. And we're also, this recount is not going to come cheap. I mean, these other candidates have $100 million campaigns. But to me, the principle of the thing requires that I stand in there. We're going to need to raise money to do that. And people can go to DennisForPresident.com can help us finance that recount.
Congressman Kucinich, and make your point a moment, sorry to interrupt, but I'm here in Austin, and I'm a more libertarian Ron Paul type, but I know you and he are friends, but all the liberals I know, I mean, literally, almost all of them, including, I've talked to Willie Nelson and his wife, and I know you're friends with them, I mean, none of them are supporting Hillary. They either like you or Obama. So I got to tell you, you better get more than 2% in Texas or something's wrong.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm very concerned about this electronic technology that's being used in elections. And, you know, there's the stories about the potential for mistakes or even fraud are by now legendary. I just want to make sure that every vote counts and every vote's counted. I mean, American people are entitled to that. You know, as I go around the country, this is next to health care, this is the second thing that I hear about is a domestic
mm-hmm.
issue. People are really concerned. You know, will their vote count? Is their vote somehow being stolen? And after 2000 and 2004, there's so much of a loss of faith that what I'm trying to do is to take a step that would cause people to have renewed faith in the process. That's not to say that however this thing plays out in New Hampshire, that there still doesn't have to be a deeper discussion about getting rid of the electronic technology, period. I mean, I'm just saying, I am for paper ballots only in these federal elections.
Well, let me just say that, sir, I commend you taking the leadership position that it's bigger than Dennis Kucinich or Ron Paul or anybody. It's about
Absolutely.
The electoral voting process. The integrity of it comes first, and I commend you for calling for the Democratic recount and paying for it. I hope folks will support you in financing that also. And, of course, we're trying to help the Ron Paul folks get that going. And we have another
I understand that. And, you know, Ron's a friend of mine. We stood together on a lot of international policy questions, often alone, by the way, the two of us. And You know, I'm glad he has so many friends there. I mean, I really appreciate him, and I wish him well.
What do you think about the fact that the polls all showed that he should have gotten almost double what he got, and then he did better in the paper, worse than the machine? I mean, it's just like Howard Dean won the paper, lost the machine in New Hampshire. I mean, this is really starting to have a pattern here, isn't it?
I'm concerned, and you know, we can't continue to go through this. I mean, when is somebody going to say, hey, wait a minute? And that's why, you know, among Democrats, I decided to be that person to say, wait a minute, you know, let's recount this. And it's not going to benefit me. It's not going to change my place in the standings. But you know what? It may cause the American people to redeem their faith in the process. That right now is at risk when you have conditions where there's such a disparity. I mean, look at that's all the media is writing about, the huge disparity between what the polls said on the day before the election and the day of the election. And what the turnout was. I mean, how it really turned out. There's something that just doesn't square. And, you know, like anything else in life, when you come up with something like that, those kind of mysteries are meant to be solved. And so we need to solve it.
Well, before these machines went in the last 10 years or so, generally the polls were right and things weren't. There were still some problems, but it just gets squirrelier and squirrelier and squirrelier.
Yeah, it does. And you're absolutely right.
Dennis4President.com. My last question for you is just on the issue of different polls showing Congress with an 11, a 12%, Cheney with a 10%. Both parties universally are, for the first time, out of favor. It looks like a political realignment's happening, and I don't think all of these electronic defense contractor-owned voting machines are going to be able to block the revolution. I mean, can you speak to, if you agree with what I see, that the people finally are realizing that there is that the fix is in across the board?
That's a concern, but it's also a moment when the true patriots of America understand that we are called upon in this generation to save our country, that we're losing our country to war based on lies, to destruction of our civil liberties, to massive debt, and we're the ones. It falls to us to stand up, speak out, defend America, regain our country, restore our civil liberties, stop these foreign entanglements, stop the mounting debt, have prosperity. I mean, we can recover, but it's going to take not just leadership, but each one of us has to participate. So to be on your show is such an honor. And again, if anyone wants to help, help us defray the cost of what's likely to be an expensive recount on the Democratic side, I ask you to go to our website at Dennis4President.com and indicate your willingness to help. This is important not for me. This is important for the American people.
Absolutely. We've raised almost $15,000 now in one day for the granny warriors on the Republican side because Paul's hanging back and, I guess, letting surrogates go out and challenge it for political reasons. That's all fine and dandy. We're glad you're there. We're glad this other Republican candidate is doing that. And since you brought that up, let me just throw one more question in. Have you heard about, it's been confirmed, that one of the chief guys who's actually over the electronic cards, and it's a pattern, I'm sure you know, is a convicted cocaine trafficker?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. You know, we have to have integrity. The integrity has to be consistent. You know, there's a line in the Bible that says that which is crooked cannot be made straight. And so we must have an election process which has integrity. Now I'm going to follow up on this issue. I want everyone listening to know that even though it's not going to benefit me much personally, it's going to benefit the you know, all of us. And I want to I want you to know that I'm proceeding. What I'll do is as we go down the road on this, I'd love to stay in touch with you to let you know exactly what's going on and give your listeners an update. And as far as the process, who knows? I mean, we may be on the threshold of an amazing, important discovery with respect to how our first primary was conducted.
I agree. And we can't just lay back and let the status quo continue like Kerry and Gore and of course, Dean and just watch this. There's definitely something rotten in the state of Denmark. Dennis4President.com. Folks, go give there for the recount. Is there a way for them to send you a note with the donation so that it goes?
If they put it with the donations to say should be used for the recount, we'll see that money is apportioned in that way. That's a pledge we make to everyone.
DennisForPresident.com, and love him or hate him, agree with all his policies or not, he is a man of integrity. We know that. Ron Paul has said that. So definitely, folks, we need to give to Dennis Kucinich's campaign to get this recall, and that's really what it is, this recount, Freudian slip, going over there, because Hillary clearly, I believe, stole it. The evidence is all there. Dennis won't say that. The evidence is there. DennisForPresident.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot. And that's the number four, Dennis, number four, president.com. And again, I want to thank you. Thank everyone listening. Help us out. Help us find out what the truth is behind what happened in New Hampshire. And we're told that we shall know the truth. The truth shall set us free. Let's be free.
All right. Take care, Congressman. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. There he goes. And, hey, I agree with Kucinich on a lot. I absolutely can't stand his gun control stance. But, look, it doesn't matter. The point is, you heard him. You want to, especially you Democrats out there, if you vote for Hillary or you don't give money for this recount, you're scum. Okay? I mean, it really comes down to that. I'm not going to sit there anymore. I'm not going to sit on my hands and watch these criminals run away with it. They've got to be stood up to. And you know what? We may get our butt kicked the first four or five times. That's when I was growing up. Pretty soon you learn how to fight. And so just get in the ring, folks. Get in the ring. And everything will be okay. If you don't, we're going to get run over. I'm going to jam in a few final calls in the final segment right here on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Jimmy Vaughn, No Shackles on
Don't
Me.
Want no shackles.
Tap it into Google if you want to watch it. Here we go.
Don't want no shackles.
I don't have time to play this great song. Okay, big breaking news. I told you the CIA itself is taking over every U.S. city. They're taking over all the colleges. All of them. Community colleges, you name it. Jesse Ventura told a story about how the day after he got elected, he showed up at the Capitol, and in the basement, there were 22 CIA operatives basically telling them that, hey, we run things. The CIA has now confirmed that. Mainstream news, Minnesota Public Radio, CIA confirms Ventura meeting occurred. It's going up on JonesReport.com right now. Aaron's right out there posting it right now. Ventura's book, the former Independence Party governor, says he was stunned to learn the CIA has operatives inside every state government. Folks, it's all run. The narcotics, you understand that? You think they just fly little kids out of the U.S. or Saudi Arabia on jets and nobody knows? They run it all. Most CIA doesn't know that. They're compartmentalized. But I reverse engineered all of it because I got a good memory, and I scan it, and I pick up on it because their infrastructure the rubber has to meet the road at the local level. They're running the voting machines, everything. That doesn't mean you don't go out and vote. You prove their fraud. You keep leaning up against them. You keep engaging them. And see, it's not just like good old boys. These are killers. These are corrupt people. They're doing bad stuff. They got a bunch of crazy eugenicists running everything. Look, I don't want to fight. I'm not trying to have a you-know-what contest with you, a urination contest, excuse my French. I'm not trying to sit here and have war. I don't have a choice. I know I'm under attack. I know what's going on around me. I know these people don't play games. I'm not somebody who expects everything to be perfect. I know we're always going to have some corruption problems. This ain't that. This is deviltry. Okay, I mean, these people want to take everything we've got. They're hurting us through the vaccines, the food. Not one of these guys has all the pieces together. Only at the top do they. A lot of them think they're doing good. Or, oh, somebody's going to deal the drugs. We might as well do it to control it. You know, that's how the psychology works. And next, they're kidnapping kids and loading them on planes. Look, you got to stop it. You got to stop. I said I'd take calls. So much to cover, though. There's so much. Look, Ron Paul has made a statement on the vote fraud. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. RonPaulWarRoom.com has gone completely insane. Sometimes there's like 300, 400 posters in there at one time. It's really taken off. RonPaulWarRoom.com. Throughout the weekend, please post your latest info, your latest tidbits. Get in there. RonPaulWarRoom.com. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get, what? 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download Endgame. Get Loose Change Final Cut at InfoWars.com. Whatever. I'm out of time. I can't do justice to the calls. I apologize. I'm going to try Sunday to actually just take calls, to actually get you on the air and take a lot of calls. But there's just, we had how many guests today? How many incredible guests today? Benjamin Fulford, Paul Craig Roberts, Larry Pratt, Dennis Kucinich, Bev Harris, Albert Howard. It was amazing. And if you missed any of that, it retransmits now at InfoWars.com. That's the high-quality stream. That's the quality stream. That's where you get to rehear the show. Go to InfoWars.com. You're listening on the web anywhere. And if you missed any of the first or second hour, the web went out in the second hour. We had a server go down and about tens of thousands got knocked off. That's all right. That's what we got, AM and FM satellite, shortwave, the rest of it. But, get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You go in there and burn all the TV shows and videos of death. Start getting aggressive. Start giving them to people. Go to InfoWars.com. Order hard copies of all the films. I want to say to my whole crew, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Trey Kincaid, excellent producer, just gets better and better. All the people in the office, Mike Nelson, the girls here in the office, I'm going to mention their names. They like to be private. Eddie Bear, we've got Weldon Henson, just everybody, Dwayne, everybody. All right, InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen, get in there. Retransmission starts now. See you Sunday, 4 to 6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Herbal.